the convention is valid as on date today. Terms and conditions are valid as on date today as per the Rotterdam rules. What are these rules? Let us understand that. Formally, the United Nations Convention on Contracts for the International Carriage of Goods, wholly or partly by sea. This is a treaty comprising international rules that revises the legal and political framework of maritime cargo carriage of goods. That is international carriage of goods by sea. This convention establishes a modern, comprehensive, uniform legal regime governing two parts, the rights and obligations of the shippers. It is spelt out that these are the rights and obligations of the shippers as far as Rotterdam rules are concerned, once the bill of lading has been accepted and taken and goods are given to the shipping company. The major aim of this convention is to extend and modernize the international trade rules which were already in existence and to achieve a uniformity of all the admiralty laws. Admiralty laws are concerning all maritime movement of ships. Updating, replacing some of the provisions of the Hague, Visby rules, Hamburg rules, etc. Of course, the Rotterdam rules are not completely multimodal, since all multimodal carriage excluding a sea leg is outside the scope of application. Therefore, as far as multimodal transportation is concerned, each country is adopting their own multimodal carriage of goods by sea act. Rotterdam rules does connect with the multimodal transportation only for the sea leg. That is the important factor which you have got to always observe. For other legs of multimodal transportation like road and rail, it is not covered by Rotterdam rules at all. Though you may get a combined bill of lading from point A to point end to end. Rotterdam's will rule only to the sea leg. Some of the critical functions and provisions are, it has extended the time that carriers are responsible for goods to cover the time between the point where goods are received to the point where goods are delivered. Here the point is where the goods are delivered to the shipping company. That is the point of receipt. And where the shipping company delivers the goods, either to the shipper, to the consignee or to their agent, up to that point. It obligates carriers to have ships that are seaworthy, properly crewed throughout the voyage. That means primary requirement is seaworthiness again. It has increased the liability of the carriers to 875 units of account per shipping unit or 3 units of account per kg of gross weight as far as the liability for loss or damage is concerned. It eliminates all the nautical faults as defense, because nautical faults, that means faults at sea, movement at sea, that is the point where the captain is responsible for that. And this defense had prevented the carrier and crewmen from being held liable or negligent ship management and navigation. It basically means that the navigation has got to be proper. Otherwise, as far as the shipping company could not use nautical fault defense not to pay the liability insurance. It extends the time for legal claims to be filed 2 years after goods were delivered or should have been delivered. As far as shippers are concerned, the improvements over the other rules are increased monetary limits on the carrier's liability for loss of damage to the goods, deletion of the carrier's nautical fault exception, providing exoneration for loss of or damage to the goods, extension of due diligence obligation of the carrier for seaworthiness and the cargo worthiness of the ship to become a continuing one, inclusion of deck cargo into the regime so that a carrier is not automatically exonerated from loss of damage to cargo carried on deck. Why? This clause is a very important clause as far as container ships are concerned, because maximum quantum of containers are carried on deck than under the belly. Clarification of the liability of maritime performing parties. Extension of notice period for loss or damage to goods is 7 days. Removal of possibility for the carrier to hide its identity in the transport document. In the past, there were instances where the bill of lading did not mention the name of the carrier. Today, they have got to compulsory mention. As far as the liner bills of lading is concerned, the shipping agent, when he signs, he will sign as agents for the liner shipping company. And the extension of limitation period for all action as far as the shipments are concerned, it is 2 years. Features of improvements for the carrier. Now, carriers have also benefited by these rules. But some of the carriers are still crying, no, they are placing very heavy burden on us. But the rules say that this is a must for the proper and smooth working of both the parties. Clear articulation of the obligation of the shipper. Clear rules for delivery. Clear articulation of the basis of liability of the carrier. And an improved regime for any deviation to all these articulations. Then permitting the carrier under certain circumstances to deliver the goods without presentation of the negotiable transport document, that is, without receipt of the original bill of lading, while still protecting the interest of all parties concerned. Thereby saying that the shipping company's agent can deliver the goods without obtaining the original bill of lading to the consignee after taking certain protection in the form of a bond. And then, of course, most important is dealing with the problem of how to deal with concealed damage in a multimodal carriage, that is smuggling part. And then creation of very clear rules where cargo is not delivered, undelivered goods. These rules establish a legal and commercial certainty on account of the following clauses. There is a possibility of a clear, harmonized global regime for maritime transport. The establishment of electronic commerce, and this is the most important aspect of the Rotterdam rules, which is resulting in efficient shipping practices. And then the ability to ship door to door under a single contract of carriage and single legal regime. Then there are specific features which take into account modern containerizing shipments. And inclusion of incoming and outgoing maritime carriages, the use of well-known limited network liability system. That means today all the shipping companies have got to use the network for all transportation of their documentation as well as the messages. Coverage of all transport documents in the liner trade, not only bills of lading. Nowadays, bills of lading are also the two different types or three different types. I'll explain to you when we go to multimodal transport chapter. There's a limited freedom of contract where appropriate, plus retention of mandatory protection where it is needed by the ship as also by the exporter-importer. Comprehensive and more systematic provisions on carrier and shipper liability and a balanced allocation of risk between these two parties. Then right of control to assist the shippers and financing institutions and to pave the way for electronic commerce. Then in the past there were various legal gaps existing in the terms and conditions. So Rotterdam rules have brought in clarifications of all the numerous legal gaps that existed previously. And of course, codification of existing industry practice to provide for legal certainty. And above all, the general adoption of commercially practicable solutions to all aspects of shipping movement of cargo. The list of signing states provides a considerable insight into acceptability of the legal rules in the convention by a large group of nations. As of today, virtually all the nations have agreed because there's containerized movements by all the nations. Primarily because all the states are looking at the enormous advantages which have been given to all the parties in the contract of carriage. Also, the stakeholders virtually establishing legal and commercial certainty in respect of all aspects of the Rotterdam rules, looking to the angle of a containerization. They recognize that all stakeholders involved in international trade and maritime transport had much to gain from a harmonized and balanced system. Challenge for all important trading states today is to look beyond the zero-sum game and realize that worldwide harmonization rules and are basically essential in development of sustained mobility, that is, movement of international cargo by sea. Let us look at the dangerous goods. In the past, it was said that shippers could not ship dangerous goods, otherwise damage would be on account of the shipper. But here, dangerous goods are allowed to be moved by ship. Of course, with certain conditions. What are dangerous goods? They are solids, liquids or gases that can harm people or other living organisms or property or the environment as a whole. They include material like radioactive, flammable, explosives, corrosive substances, oxidizing agents, asphyxiation agents, and biohazard or toxics, pathogenic or allergenic. These are all harmful to humans, to the atmosphere, to plant, animal, and all concerned. And that is why they are termed as dangerous goods. This also includes compressed gases and liquids or hot materials or chemicals that may have other characteristics which make them hazardous. Hazmat teams are personnel who are trained to handle such kind of dangerous goods. They know how to handle such goods and they will ensure that the goods are received in proper packing. People who handle such goods often wear protective equipment and have protective equipments, especially all the major towns, metropolitan fire departments of various countries. They have special response team who are trained to deal with accidents on account of such dangerous goods. The most widely applied regulatory scheme over here is The United Nations Economic and Social Council, which has issued UN recommendations on the transportation of dangerous goods. This formed the basis for most regional and national regulatory schemes. The IMO, or International Maritime Organization, has developed a set of IMO codes, or IMDG codes, for transportation of dangerous goods on the high seas. Intergovernmental Organizations for International Carriage by Rail has developed the regulation concerning the international carriage of dangerous goods by rail. And many individual nations have also structured their dangerous goods transportation regulation to harmonize with the Union model in organization, as well as specific requirements which are built in under IMDG are now virtually being followed by all aspects of transportation. Now we come to a very different line now. You know, the ships move through the various ports. Bombay port, Kolkata port, Haldia port, Chennai port, and foreign ports like New York, Rotterdam, Dubai, Jebel Ali, etc. Now, all these ports have joined together and created a port community system where they contact each other through the internet IT system. Contacts, everything, documentation, messages, etc., online through computer management. And accordingly, India has also developed a system of port community system, that is online computer management information system of all the Indian ports through the Indian Ports Association. They have created a dialing link with the import-export business through the customs ICES, that is Indian Customs Electronic Services. The basic objectives of port community system are that it has developed a single centralized web-based application which acts as a single window for port community members, stakeholders, to exchange messages electronically in a secure fashion. Thus, they reduce the transaction time and cost as far as port business is concerned. And above all, there is a total paperless regime in port sector. Why? Because e-commerce portal has been implemented. They also have a data repository for research and analysis purposes. Major benefits are a single window system, common information to multiple agencies, standardization of information exchanged, that means formatted information exchange system. Of course, convenience, most convenient 24/7 operation submission, timely alert during exceptions on email, online request and payment for services, even payment online, and above all, management information system for reporting. As of today, all importers, exporters and their agents, that is the custom brokers, including shipping agents, can perform all their customs functions as also port functions for delivery of their cargo by just logging through their computer system directly to the port community system. This is how the port community system works. I would request you to read, because it's a very vast methodology developed. You have got to read each and every point and mark the movement up, down or sideways, and what are the functions at which point. So this has got to be studied by you individually in your spare time. Well, friends, as you all know that we have passed through
COVID-19 pandemic, which was one of the most serious pandemics. And this pandemic has had a very serious impact as far as shipping is concerned. It has created a shipping crisis. The outbreak of COVID-19 had a spontaneous impact on normal shipping. Cargo shipping crisis originated in China. Originally, it originated in China and disrupted the supply chain in logistics throughout. The impact of the pandemic saw log jams, blank sailings, port congestions at certain places, container shortages at other places. And this put the industry to a standstill due to a sharp drop in demand as factories have been forced to close down. As a result, the global ocean freight market was expected to remain in a state of flux for the coming times, over a long period of time. The disruption to supply chain has also been felt by container shipping companies, which has forced them to cancel or delay the orders. Freight has increased quite a lot, but no movements are taking place. Container shortages have been a problem since early 2020 and continue to cause challenges for all global trade. Shipping costs have skyrocketed and businesses have had to struggle to get their products to market. And the situation was so serious that it led to disruption in the supply chain, and there were delays in all types of deliveries. The global shipping slowdown is infusing chaos in terms of all vessel shortages and high prices. I know practically during this period, one of my exporters wanted to export a particular container, and the freight which he has had to pay was 10 times their normal freight. That means more than the value of the goods was the freight applicable. That was the situation. Immediate collateral damage is on delivery timelines for import of critical raw materials, intermediate goods, and finished items also. There was collateral damage on all these accounts. But the biggest struggle was in Europe. Europe also has been facing a severe cargo ship crisis. There we had bad weather also. Shortage of containers also. Pandemic also. And these three joined together has led to a severe disruption of supply chain throughout Europe. I'm telling you, friends, Europe is in a very bad shape. There is a very big recession going on even till today. As a result, ships are stranded at port, unable to unload their cargo. This has caused a shortage of essential goods, right from food to medical supplies also. And it has reached a far-ranging implication for business of all sizes, as well as for consumers. I would say consumers have been hurt the most. It has become essential for business to rethink their supply chain strategies so that they are more resilient and adaptable to future disruptions also. This has taught a very big lesson to the business community. Our Indian government has taken certain initiatives to promote the port sector in India. India and Russia are also collaborating on shipbuilding and inland waterways. Our Ministry of Shipping and Civil Aviation have signed a MOU to develop seaplane services in India. These are also the initiatives, all these are initiatives being taken for future. India began full operations in Iran's Chabahar Port. Chabahar Port in Iran has been developed by India. Indian Vessels Bill of 2021 was approved to include a single legislation for the country for issue of registration certificate for all the ports. The bill was established a single database for recording vessel and crew information on an internal portal. Previously, all these activities were being performed through some foreign registration authority. Today, JNP, Jawaharlal Nehru Port in Nhava Sheva, has launched a comprehensive solid waste management project, which is a part of its Green Port Initiative. These are the initiatives being taken by the Indian government.
Thank you.